Round one goes to the Packers following their 28-21 home victory over the Bears on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. After leading 14-3 at the half, the Packers defense struggled to get off the field in the second half as the Bears climbed back in it. Packers running back Josh Jacobs rushed for the go-ahead score in the fourth quarter.
The main thing I was saying on the sideline was don't blink. We knew we was going to get the ball back. We didn't know how it was going to go, whether the defense stopped them or not. We didn't really care as offense. We just don't blink. You know, we got to go out there and still play our ball. We felt like we've been, you know, driving the ball good all night. It was a couple of times where we felt like, you know, we hurt ourselves, whether it was penalties or whatever. But we knew what we had, and I feel like the belief was there, and I feel like a lot of the guys, nobody really flinched.
Keyshawn Nixon would follow with an interception of a Caleb Williams pass attempt in the final 30 seconds in the end zone to prevent a Chicago comeback. The win puts the Packers atop the NFC North by a half game over the Bears with four games left to play in the regular season, including a December 20th rematch in Chicago.
But, I mean, it's a week-by-week thing. We got to continue to earn it each and every week. We know that, and we're going to continue to have that mentality. But, I mean, we're, you know, one step closer to our goal for sure.
That's Christian Watson, who caught a pair of touchdown passes in the win. Week 14 closes out tonight. The Eagles take on the Chargers from Inglewood. 12-team college football playoff has been announced. After winning the Big Ten championship, Indiana has jumped past Ohio State for the top spot in the rankings. Buckeyes slipped to number two, followed by Georgia and Texas. Women's college basketball yesterday. Lady Badgers won their Big Ten opener, upsetting 20th-ranked Michigan State 78-64. Marquette beat Butler 80-55. Green Bay down Youngstown State 56-47. On the men's side, the Badgers improved to 7-2, knocking off Marquette 96-76 on Saturday at the Kohl Center. Badger women's volleyball team advancing to the regional semifinals in Austin, Texas on Friday. They'll take on Stanford in the semifinals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.